What's that racket? Polanski?
Mr. Vanderbilt, sir. Helping with a few restorations. Some of the specimens from Java, the Dutch East Indies, and the Australian seas needed touch-ups.
Excellent work. Such a perfectionist. My curator, Polanski here, taught me how to collect and preserve marine specimens for the museum.
I keep the fish alive as long as possible to sketch their colors. As soon as they're out of the water, they begin to fade. Accurate, speedy drawing is critical.
Walk around with me while I tell you about how I started collecting. I began bringing marine specimens to shore in 1908. My collecting picked up when I separated from Bertie, and then again when I stepped away from the railroad. Albert, Prince of Monaco, was creating his own marine museum, and Walter Rothschild was developing the largest private collection of animal specimens in the world. I wanted something serious to do, and I wanted to do it right. People noticed, and I was invited to become a trustee of the American Museum of Natural History in New York, where Polanski works.
I've been teaching Mr. Vanderbilt to remove the innards from fish and preserve their skins, saving them so that later, back here at the museum, we can stretch and then paint the skin, shaping it over wood.
You might have noticed a statue of my head and neck sits in the center of the first floor room. When the front doors are open, the head appears to gaze across the golf course and on, beyond the harbor.